Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana.
It is. It's crazy. I just saw you 2 days ago.
I know. But
it's been too long.
But for the listeners at home, another week, another discussion of their dating lives.
Exactly.
And listen, I love doing this show. You like, you enjoy
this
show?
I love doing this show. It's very, I learn a lot.
I'm always learning.
Right. I learn a lot. I feel like we get to some really interesting questions that don't always have a clear answer.
Uncomfortable conversations in a comfortable space.
Exactly.
I think that's like the whole rub of this whole thing. And I got to tell people, we want to thank you, the listener, for listening. It is such a pleasure to meet you at the shows and to have you get involved with the show in the way that you do. When we meet you, we see it's the glow is both sides. You say, hey, I listen to the show. And I say, hey, I love putting it out there. And it's a nice moment between people. So
right, it's a
thank
feather,
you for listening.
You
a feather. It feels like my nuts are being feathered up and down the seam.
Right.
Right, that middle part that stitches the nuts together.
For me, it's more of just like a neck rub.
A neck rub.
I don't have any testicles.
Well, if you did, that's what it would
that's
feel
what
like.
That's what it would be like? Okay.
It's the neck rub of ball touching.
I'll try to imagine what that feeling would be
but
like.
But here's the thing. I want to thank everyone for listening, okay? I want to thank you for telling a friend. I want to thank you for telling a coworker, a brother, a sister,
putting on
a
your
mama,
story.
A papa. Putting it on your stories. Now, if you haven't done any of those things, I want to speak to you. You're fucking us, okay? You need
we know.
To. We know. I can feel you. I'm looking you right in the eye. Tell a friend. Tell a coworker. Tell a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. Make it your Instagram stories. Spread the word. This is not big enough for me yet. I am a pig. And pigs got to eat.
Exactly.
And you got to feed me. Nom, 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 nom. With people. Now tell a friend. Text that group chat. Let them know.
And another way you can support this show is by
tag
purchasing tickets.
Yeah, get some
to
tics.
Our live shows, and we have some that are coming up in just I think like 2 weeks or something
it's
like that.
It's coming up. It's coming.
We're coming to October 10th. We're going to be in Miami. October 11th. We're going to be in Orlando. October 12th, Atlanta, and October 13th, Nashville. It's going to be Columbus Day weekend. We
yep.
want to see you. We want to meet you. And if you want to come up on stage with us and have us directly. Influence your dating life,
yep.
please email either your dating profile or a text message conversation you want interpreted to youuplive@betches.com. And if you're a guy, we want your dating app makeovers.
Get it in before the show. Don't DM me the day of, hey, my friend came and we want you to fix her profile.
Right.
No, 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 no,
too
no,
late.
No, no, no. You're too late, bitch. And we also have special guests for all the shows. We're not going to announce them yet. But I will say
They're special.
There's a couple that you're going to go. There's a couple that I know people are going to go, oh, we want to see this shit. So listen.
Be good shit.
Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville. Get the group chat. Get them involved. And listen, the live shows are shows to bring a friend who doesn't listen to the show. We know you're going to have a good time. We're more worried about the person you're bringing than you because we know you're going to have a great time and sit there with the red flag deal breaker paddles and go nuts. The friend that came in like, you know, that Ms. friend that hates everything. Like,
right.
What's this going to be? I'm funny, too.
Bring well, your we'll, bitter friends.
Yeah, bring that sarcastic, the one that calls herself sarcastic. That's
yes.
the fun friend. So get involved. We're coming to your city. Also, if you're in New York and the Northeast part of that tour is selling quickly. So we ain't going to be begging for the Northeast people.
Yeah.
You're going to be begging us.
That's our hometown.
That's a hometown. So get those tickets now. Go to the, you know, it's all over.
Go to betches.co/youuplive.
There it is.
And you can you can see all the tour dates, betches.co/youuplive. You can see all the dates. And Jared, are you going to be anywhere else coming up?
Appleton, Wisconsin, jaredfreed.com. Let's do the show. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about appropriate first date places to go.
Appropriate first date places to go.
Well, everyone knows the standard first date drinks here, yeah. Blah, 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 whatever. This someone wrote into us asking...
What? Before we get to this, okay. As a lady, what would be your perfect first date?
Well, here's the... I think it depends. Have I met this person before?
Right? Let's say you're on a dating app. You have a good rat-tat-tat on the dating app. The guy says... Now it's time to do a date. Mm-hmm. How do you want it to happen?
First date on it for someone I've never met before. I met them on a dating app. Drinks.
Drinks.
Grab drinks because it's low stakes.
Yeah.
I can have a drink if I don't like the person.
What day of the week?
Thursday.
Okay.
Drinks on a Thursday, I think, is my ideal situation. If I met, let's say I met someone somewhere like in person.
Okay.
Either like... at a bar or at a...
And we're not saying these are rules. I'm just saying...
my preference,
What would, like... The thing is, like, if there's a guy listening, what are the pleasure sensors? This is what we're talking about.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying. It depends on, like, how intimately we already know each other. If I've already met you and I have, like, some semblance that you're, like... If you meet in person, I feel like you have a sense if you're going to get along much, much better than if you meet on a dating app.
Well, let's say you're out on a Saturday. You're watching football. It is Fucktember. You're like you're
the,
out with
the
friends.
It was the middle of Fucktember.
We're in the midst. We're directly in the center of the eye of Fucktember.
Yes.
You're hanging with a bunch of friends. It's college football season.
Yeah.
A group of guys comes over. You start mingling. One of the guys, you get the number from that.
Right.
What's the perfect scenario?
I'd love for him to take me to dinner.
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 What if he comes with drinks? Are you like, are you turned off by
that? No, I'm not going to say like no to drinks. I think it's like fine. I think I'm more impressed by dinner if it's someone that I know I'm not going to immediately hate. Like, because there's a chance.
See, to me, as a guy,
right,
I ain't going dinner right away.
Which
because that locks you into, that leaves drinks is the center space between casual and not casual. Does that make sense? Like on the spectrum of like, if dinner means I am saying I'm looking for something serious,
yes.
And come to my apartment and watch a movie means I'm looking for nothing.
Right.
Drinks is the perfect in between of
I'm not sure yet.
I'm a casual person and we'll see what happens here.
Right. Which that will tell me about you, which is fine.
Okay.
I'm saying if I like a guy and I know that I sort of have like a positive leaning feeling towards him because I've already met him. So I've sensed the chemistry that you can only really sense in person.
Sure.
If we've already done that and I have a sense for like, I feel like I could do a meal with you.
See,
it's
but
nice. This
is where the male ego gets hated on, but it also
I'm fine with drinks though. I wouldn't be like, fuck this guy. He only wants to get me drunk.
I totally hear you. I understand why you want the dinner date and I understand why you're cool with the drinks because both make sense to me. But I'm saying as a guy, a lot of women that write in here, they're like, well, why won't he go on the date? Why won't? And it's like it's an ego thing. And I don't want to chase him away. I don't want him thinking I like him too much.
Okay.
And a lot of guys know they're
you
like
think guys are thinking that they don't want you to think that they like you too much by taking you to dinner.
Guys don't want girl who is down to go out thinking that they are that down.
Okay.
Does
so
that,
you're saying dinner says like I'm ready. I'm like trying to date.
That's when you're on the bus to relationship.
Yeah, I like that.
There's
that's
no way
I'm,
off.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I'm telling you what's preferable to me.
This is why we're avoiding it at all costs. That's why you're getting.
Unless you're like you take someone very seriously and you're like, oh, like I want to impress this person and I actually feel like this is someone I could date.
If you're on that dinner date on a first date, that is someone who's like really trying.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's great. I mean,
it's great, but like, you know, what's interesting to me is like, you're like, well, I met them once drunkenly on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I know I like them.
Well, no,
you'll be in.
No, I actually do think that that's a big thing for me. It's like my whole issue with dating app dates was that like, you can like find out a bunch about a person, see their pictures, but like, it really like, it's so much easier to have like 5 minutes in a room just talking to someone. I feel like you get a much better sense of like, am I into them? Is there a good chemistry? Do you have a good back and forth? That's like something you really kind of have to have in person. If I've already had that, then I kind of know that I'm like, one, like sexually attracted to them a little bit, and two, like We have a, we can have a conversation. It's, this isn't going
to
be terrible.
What's interesting about this to me is like my perfect first date, is
sex.
So we're fucking. But my perfect first date would be like a roller coaster. It would be like, okay. It would be going to drinks, then we take a sharp right, then we take a sharp left, right. Then all of a sudden we're at another bar, then all of a sudden we're in my bed, then all of a sudden you're on my balls. Like, it's like,
and then it's done, and then you never speak
and then,
to her again.
And then it's like, hey, maybe now that, well, then that's why second dates don't happen, because like we know the roller coaster's already happened. I know all the twists and turns.
Right.
Do you want to get back on again? And do you want to get on the safer ride? Do you want to get on the ride that's the car ride home? You know, like, you want to go home from the carnival with this person. But to me, like, a lot of guys are looking for the casual spontaneity of a fun first date. And I think women are looking for that a lot of times, too. I'm not saying that's, like, male specific.
I don't think we're against that, but we want to know that you are also, like, trying to date.
Yeah.
If that's what we're looking for.
I think a lot of guys are aware that the first date, like, locks you into things.
Right.
Which is why they want the plausible deniability of the casual first date.
Well, that's also why I understand why guys might, like, not do the dinner date, because you can't really do, like, dinner back to drinks. It's like having sex. It's, like, tough to go from sex back to, like, holding hands.
Sure. Like, well, I'd like to think I can hold
someone's back hand. Once you have sex with someone, it's usually kind of like you don't usually take a step back. Kind of like when you go to when a guy takes you to dinner, the next date can't be like going for a walk.
This is the problem is, and I've said this a million times, this is now my mantra: first date, second date, third date, sex.
Right.
Guys have realized this. We all know the third date sex move.
Right.
We all know the numbers. We all know what socially has been ingrained into women as far as what's acceptable for them to be sexual, which isn't fair.
Which isn't necessarily, I mean, it's not fair, but it's also like only true if it's not even, it's not necessarily true, but it's also something that like you don't have to adhere to if you're okay with just hooking up and it being a super casual thing.
Yeah,
you don't
but that's women's like problems. Those are women's issues. That gets placed on men. But the idea that, like, I know guys use this as a, let me let you inside the psychotic nature of a man, is we'll call guys online, you know, animals online, will call girls like sluts or whatever, like and like shame a woman, but only when their masculinity is threatened.
Right.
So they know the,
it's never about the girl.
It's never about the girl. That's the break in case of emergency. I want to hurt someone with words moment.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, just pull out the word that they're not a classy woman, and whatever words and disgusting words you want to use. So guys, but I think it's, you know, the women's side of this is, and what I, my assumption, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, is that if a girl goes out with a guy on a first date and fucks and comes back to her friends and goes, yeah, this guy just disappeared. And then she goes, and they go, well, did you have sex? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. And then the girls go, oh,
I think it can happen that way, but I don't believe that that's true. And I've said this before, I don't think that having sex on the first date is bad. Like, it's going to turn the guy off. And if it does, then he's not the right guy for you. I think it's more
with you.
Right. I think it's more about the way that you personally relate to sex, which for me, as we discussed last episode, it's like the love potion. It makes me artificially more attached to someone than I should.
But
or
does
am.
The community have anything to do with that too? That's my
wonderment. Like that the community says that's ingrained in me, that the feeling that like if I sleep with someone, there should be something happening.
Or
after.
That you're going to come back to your friends and you won't have the support of the community if you've gone wrong sexually by how they will be judging you. And I'm not saying every friend group does this, but a lot, you know, I come back to my friends and I say I fucked on the first date, high fives everywhere, calluses on my hand.
Well,
you come back from the first date, you go, I fucked last night. Is it the same?
I think it depends what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for a relationship and I go back to my friends and they're like, well, how was your date? And I'm like, it was good. Like, we had a really good time. I slept with him. Like, I probably feel like maybe I should have waited in my head. Probably. But I don't think the friend group is like shaming me for that. But they're probably like telling me, like, maybe they're thinking it. Like, maybe that wasn't the best move for you. But I don't think they're saying
I'm wondering, will they be not as helpful as they would have been? You know, like, I
think they're still just as helpful, but they're probably like falsely optimistic for you after. I think they're probably at least think that you'll have a better chance at like making this into a longer term thing if you don't do that.
Yeah, and but that's why I think like the numbers exist in the way they do, right? Where it's like, you know, there's this thing of like, okay, I'm gonna wait till the third date, so that means socially I'm a good person and I'm off the hook as far as like the group will be on my side.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone like really cares about the group and if the group is on their side or not on their side. It's more, I think they more care about like the like are they scaring away this guy or not scaring him away, but did they not let this guy like put in enough effort to like get that? Sure. Maybe I think that's the, even though if that might be like a false like to outdated me, like, thing of like, did he have to work for it or something like that? That's something that's clearly like going on in our heads.
Well, also, like, I think that's something to admit to, too, where it's like, did the guy try enough? And then, you know, people that write in here, I see the emails and a lot of them are like, he disappeared. We did drinks and then dinner and then he disappeared. It's like, yeah, he opted out.
Right.
He knew that the third date meant something sexual was going to happen. That meant locked him in. That's him signing some sort of contract.
Right.
And he didn't want to be a dick. This is being a version of a dick.
Yeah. I believe that, like, if it's not going to work out because he slept with you on the first date, it just wouldn't have worked out after he slept with you on the third. I don't think that that's, like, a reason before that. I really do believe that it's about, like, what you I think there are some guys who might be turned off by the fact that you sleep with them on the first date. I don't think that that's like a, even if it's like subconsciously, can we discuss that as like a real thing that a lot of guys think?
Well, if she'll do this with me,
right? It's like a guy who says, this with everybody? I love you on the second date. You're kind of like, well, this is like a little too like too this much, doesn't too feel soon. Very special.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. I want love. I want sex, but I don't want it now.
Right.
Both are true for both sides.
I think I mean, you say like you wouldn't care, but like, and I don't know, is there any kind of internal part of you that kind of feels like you would have wished that you had have had more resistance?
I would go, like, it's one of those things of like, oh, we've had sex, now I get to know you. You know, like, it's and that's sad to say.
Or maybe, but if you didn't want to get to know them before that, then you're not really probably hanging out with them after the sex.
Your judgment is very clouded.
Right.
It is clouded with cum.
Right. So for you, it's probably like you put a girl you would have left after the one night stand is someone you probably wouldn't have worked out with after the third date.
Yeah. The thing is, I think everyone would hook up with someone they don't like. Right. Like, I think male or female, we've all hooked up with people that we don't like.
That's true.
But the problem becomes if who would do that more or who would do that, the levels of it.
Right. I think if like by the... It's kind of like by making you wait until the third date, we're basically saying if you want to sleep with me, you kind of have to get to know me before that. You have to. We're making you kind of decide earlier.
What I hate about that is then it becomes the whole thing is the decision is all placed on the man. A lot of that.
Right. No, I get that.
Get to the third date. And then if you just get there.
But
then,
also, you know, I can wait till the third date and decide if I like actually like you enough to sleep with you.
Do you know what I mean?
It goes both ways. Like, I might not want to. I might have slept with someone on the first date that if I had three dates with them, I would have been like, oh, I don't want to do this at all.
But this goes back to our conversation a few episodes ago of you're like, I'll go on five dates with someone I don't know if I'm sexually attracted to. And I'm like, and then you're sitting there five dates in being like, what?
Like, if you're the guy, you're saying?
If you're the guy being like, I would have done it day one. Like, and it's like now I've
sometimes the guys are on
contract.
Well, sometimes you're on the losing end of that. Yeah. And sometimes you're on the winning end of it. That's kind of like why they call it a game. It shouldn't be a game. But like,
the losing end of that, the guy version is hated. When the guy wins,
because no one feels bad for a guy that didn't get to have sex. Like, that's not exactly.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of deceit going on to go on five dates.
Because emotional
versus
pain
versus a minute and a half of
emotional
deceit.
Pain is a much tougher thing to get over than like not than feeling sexually frustrated.
Sure.
So and, that's but there's why there's
emotional pain to like going on 5 dates with someone who wasn't ever attracted to you.
Well, maybe they were like not sure.
I'm saying that's not how the guy sees it.
Yeah, there's
in the same way the girl wouldn't see it as like maybe he was not, you know.
He didn't like my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's
they're both I think one is a little more painful. Maybe I'm wrong.
Of course. You know. But
I've never had a guy not want to sleep with me after 5 dates. So I guess I can't
you can't
I
relate.
Can't relate to that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
What about this email? Let's talk about this, because I think this is very relatable as far as the levels of the dates are concerned, because I have a lot of opinions on this.
All right. You want me to read it?
Go for it.
Dear J&J, love the pod and all the advice you give. Hope I can get your opinion on walking dates as a first date.
The walking date.
The walking date. The walking date. She's like the sequel to The Walking Dead. It's the walking date.
Hands behind the back, listening, no eye contact.
I'm 30 and recently moved to San Diego, and so I'm not super familiar with the area, and I've had a few guys ask to just meet up and take a walk as a first date slash meeting.
It feels very, I have opinions on this, but to start off, feels very San Diego.
Right. The fact that she's, because I don't feel like that happens a ton. Maybe it's like more scenic there.
It's more active.
That's probably true.
I mean, that's, and the weather's beautiful, so I understand that, but it's, there's, okay, well, let's go on.
I assume they don't want to spend any money, or maybe they think I'm catfishing despite being very ordinary looking, or maybe they're just very new to online dating, but I'm not comfortable meeting in some random location where I can't be sure other people will be around and stay around for the entirety of the date, and just know I won't focus on the person I'm meeting when I have no idea where we are at and where they are leading me.
Here's what I can tell her. She's not, she went on a run-on sentence on this.
Yeah, this sentence sounded very like dangerous.
Well, she's gone straight to danger, which I understand.
Right.
She's gone, hey, we're not going to a location where there's people
you
around.
You could be leading me to like a ditch.
And meet me in this alley.
Right.
And we'll start our walk from there.
Which is totally fair.
Like, also, if you don't know the city, I totally understand where she's like, where are we going? Like, you ever have someone go, yeah, it's 10 minutes away. And then you're walking and you're like, this has been three hours.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know where you're going.
I agree. That's
so annoying. I hear her on the danger front. But at that point, if you feel that way, no, let's do a coffee.
Well, okay. Her next paragraph says, in each case I have suggested a coffee shop or a bar it's a good move on your part.
Yeah.
For a quick meeting as an alternative, and it is met with mixed responses. My thought is is we could still go for a walk after the coffee or drink if everything seems good, or we could always go our separate ways instead of being on some endless walk to nowhere.
I'm with her.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
What's a good strategy for dealing with this? The most recent guy to do this agreed to meet in an actual place for a drink since I said I didn't want to meet and walk around. But then the day of, he said he was feeling tired and we could meet up for a walk instead.
That's...
San Diego guys just love walking. They gotta get their steps in.
Hey, listen, I'm at like 9,000 right now. I want to get to 10K.
We really just gotta keep moving.
Yeah. Also, I'm tired. Let's go for a walk is something I've never said in my entire life.
If you want,
I'm tired. I'm in bed. Goodbye.
I'm tired. Let's get some coffee.
Yeah.
We can wake you up.
Okay.
I told him, let's reschedule since I'm guessing he just wanted out of the meeting more than anything since he suggested an idea I'd already said no to. But am I crazy and going on walks is the normal and preferable first date, or should I be walking away from these dates? Have either of you suggested or done this as a first date? Appreciate any advice.
So,
P.S. I also said I had a guy say he would come meet me in the gym parking lot since I said I was working out when he messaged me, but that's a clear deal breaker. Too hilarious not to share.
Well, listen, this woman is very nice for writing in, as much as she hates periods. I love her email. I will say this, and I think this will be helpful to the women that are listening to the show, because I do think anytime someone balks a guy, balks at your, and balk is like, just like,
says like shoots down kind or of
it's a baseball term. That's why I'm explaining. I don't know if that
balks just kind of like a real word.
Is it a real world? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anytime a guy balks at your idea as a rebuttal to his, he has ulterior motives.
Right. He wants to do it the way it's done because he wants one thing.
He has a plan.
Right.
There's a plan and you're not going along with the plan. And now that it hasn't become easy, the minute it became difficult is the minute he doesn't want to try. You should walk away from this date. Go on the walk on your own.
Right.
Because I just know, and I don't think I ever did this, but I know I hear from a lot of women that are like, so I asked him, so he was like, let's come. It always happens with Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I started talking to this guy on a dating app and he was like, come over, let's hang out. And the girl was like, I don't even know you. A very normal response.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, you don't trust me? And it's like,
no,
get away.
Right.
Walk away. This isn't
the
right
one.
Why
would I trust you?
Yeah,
I've never even seen your face in
person.
The
least trustworthy people are the trust me people.
Right.
That's something that's never steered me wrong. Trust me.
Yeah.
Nope. So, goodbye.
But why does a guy want to do that? Like, why won't he get coffee? That's like a pretty, you think it's like the money of the coffee even?
See, I think with these walking dates, I honestly do believe they're trying to walk you near their apartment to be like, you had such a good time. Come up. Let's hang out. You want to watch a movie? I think that's what the end game of the walking date is. It's a version of come over right now and fuck me.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But
it doesn't. I don't think it necessarily has to.
No, it doesn't.
I think it could be an innocent thing.
In
this
specific situation where you're like, coffee? Like,
if they're saying no to the other normal suggestion.
It's crazy to me that they go, hey, do you want to go for a walk? And then like, well, let's get coffee and then we'll go for a walk from there. What? Like, that's
right.
And I hope me saying that helps people.
Right.
Because I hope you hear that and you go, okay, I'm not like, because I,
it's right. It's not crazy to suggest the whatever date you want to suggest. It's crazy to like being so insistent on it.
This is the thing. You're so insistent on it that you must need something from this.
Mm-hmm.
You must have set up something or feel that this is the way you get to vagina.
Right.
That's the one thing women, I do understand the fear of dates. Like I that's something like I don't think you're crazy for feeling at all. Because every guy, as we said, the guy comes when you're saying it takes me 5 dates to know if I'm sexually attracted to the guy knows he's sexually attracted to you at swipe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not
he's
the decision.
That.
that's not the decision he's making on the date. He's not even making a decision on the date. He's
just trying to get it to get to point.
How do I shoots and ladders my way to slide into the V?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. I know people are listening like, oh, Jared, stop.
Stop.
I'm hitting you with some reality, okay? No guy leaves the couch to not fuck.
Right.
Like, and I'm saying that in, I'm not saying that like he's coming to force himself. I'm just saying that's the end game of the date or the fun of the first date for him. And meet you. So
and meet the, his future wife.
And maybe, but I'm saying like, just admit to the realities of the animal that you're dealing with. Don't go into the tiger cage thinking I know the nice tiger.
Right. Men are animals.
Men are animals. So, yes. But.
But it's funny. I guess like also I think about it like in a different city, like in New York, I wouldn't think of a walking date as so dangerous just because there's so many people everywhere.
Totally agree.
But I can see why that in like so a different area that would be scarier.
I'm with her. Here's the other version of the walking date. I've done the coffee walking date. Like, that's why I read the first paragraph thinking it was going to be one thing. And that's why I didn't know about the coffee part.
Right.
But I've done the walking coffee date. If I was like, hey, let's go for a walk. And then she was like, let's do coffee. I'm like, perfect. Meet me at this coffee place at this street. That's how I would set up the date.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason for that would be because I have other women going on.
Right, so you want to make it like a potential very quick thing, no?
No, it's more about yes and no. The coffee walk date was always about, you know, the levels of dating you're doing. Some people are in, some women you're dating, you're at drinks level.
Right.
Some you're at, go on dates anymore, but we meet up late night
what's
level.
What's the scale of like, of dates to like trying to hook up to trying to relationship? Like from, let's say like.
I'm saying if you're on a coffee walking date, that guy has set up all his levels of fucks. You know, it's like a major league baseball team. Okay.
You always use the sports analogies that I don't understand.
Well, maybe there'll be a bachelor version that I can.
Okay.
But I'm saying, let me explain it this way first and maybe I'll come up with another. But it's, you know, the single A people you're grooming.
The what?
So there's single A, double A, triple A in the minor leagues.
Okay.
Then there's the majors.
Okay.
Okay. The majors you're already in fucktown with. That's already been pushed off.
Okay.
You don't want two girls at the same level of dating. I think I've talked about this on the show before.
I don't know if you have.
You don't want to be in drinks with two different girls. You want to be so I used to sell life insurance. You want to be opening business. You want to be have business in process, and you want to be closing business.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Does that make more sense?
In business,
so
yes.
You want to call. There's people you're cold calling. That's the coffee walk date.
Right.
There's people that you're discussing contract negotiations with. That's drinks. That's dinner.
Okay.
There's people you're closing business with. That's fucking.
Okay.
You want, if you're really out there trying to fuck a lot of chicks.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If you are the kind of person who's interested
guy,
in that kind of thing.
If that's your thing.
Right. You don't know anyone
me,
like that. Right.
Big relationship guy here. But the coffee date is the equivalent of the cold call.
Okay.
Takes no time away from all the other
right.
business
if it doesn't
you're
work
doing.
Out, it doesn't work out.
It wasn't at night.
Right.
It wasn't on a Saturday. It was the least effort of the effort.
Well, you think about that in terms of like if you're in sales, like you're wooing, right? You're wooing a person.
Sure.
You could might take them for coffee if you don't really give a shit about them also.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm saying if you're getting asked on a coffee date or a walk date, to me, that's
low
a guy
stakes date.
Who has other women going on.
Right.
That's my whole point of that
okay.
spiel that
that's
made
good to
a
know.
Thousand people turn it off.
No, that's good to know.
Right?
Okay.
I think that's fine information to
so
give.
So someone you're like who thinks you're dating, but you're not dating, that person you might go to dinner with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As sad as I don't mean to be the bearer.
Right.
I'm the messenger.
Yeah.
For okay. Us, I know this sounds horrible.
No, I feel like the female version of that is like how much that like that's basically how excited are you for the date, right?
Yeah.
This is like in terms of your excitement. That's the measurement.
Of
right?
course.
So for us, that's like usually shown in our hair. Right.
Interesting.
So it's like if my hair looks like if I like I'm really excited for this date, if I'm thinking I might like really be interested in sleeping with you, my hair is going to look like really well. You know, I know I'm not excited for a date if I'm like dry shampooing for the third day
okay.
in a row.
So for men, look at the hair.
Yeah. Look at the hair.
So if it's
say.
In a French braid. You're like, ugh, this is
right.
She just got off the couch to do this.
You're gonna have to do a lot of work if you want to get to that curling iron. If I'm using a curling iron, I like am ready to sleep with you.
Yeah, if it's Anne Hathaway, Princess Bride before the makeover, you're like, oh my god.
Right. If I couldn't be bothered to shower.
Yeah.
With shampoo that day.
But I'm not saying like the thing is like. Could a dry shampoo guy ever make it to real shampoo land?
I'd have to be like really pleasantly surprised by how well the date went. It happens.
Walking date coffee girl
is never getting to dinner.
She could get to dinner, but it's a long road.
Right. Well, it's kind of like the other way.
That is being primed. When you're on that walking date, it's kind of like getting away the first meeting to get to the Saturday night. Let's hang out this weekend.
Right.
You know, like you've skipped a whole drinks and step.
Yeah, it's funny. There was like one of these, I forget which housewife it was, and one of the Real Housewives shows, one of the women who had like a much, much less attractive husband than her was like, yeah, like I remember our first date, like I really like, I like didn't even, I wore like at like workout clothes and I like, because I was just like, this is going to be like, I don't care.
Sure.
Right. Like, I'm just kind of going because like I like dragged there or whatever. She goes, and then I got there and we were having like such a good conversation. I like ran to the bathroom to like put on makeup. It's kind of for me, I guess, kind of the same feeling. And you know, he took her to dinner. She didn't care. And then like this is the opposite
for
kind of
6
thing.
Hours. Right. And now, you know, we're out at dinner that night or that weekend or
I'm thinking like you're married. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that you will get the walking date. If it goes well and it's cordial, we'll get that. Beware the Saturday hangout after the Thursday date. Yes. Even more beware the Saturday hangout after the Thursday walk. Because that's
laying a very small groundwork.
It's fake effort that seems bigger than it is.
I could agree with that. Okay.
Let's do some awkward sex.
All right.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Keep sending those emails. Keep telling a friend. Rate, review, subscribe.
Do it.
Okay, people. It's fucktember, but it's also subscribetember.
Yes.
Okay? We want your friends listening to the show. You're at a new job. You're back at school. You're at the gym. Take out a headphone and scream to the next person on the cardio machine.
Tell a friend.
Tell a coworker. Tell a bitch.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Dear J&J. Thanks for doing the Lord's work. I've shared the podcast with all my friends, and I'm bringing a huge crowd to your live show in Dallas.
Nice. We're being in Dallas in December.
A few months ago, I had a hilarious sexual experience, and I thought I should share. I had been hooking up on and off with this guy throughout college, just sex, as I knew he was slightly unhinged. I love that it's all him. My senior year, I lived in the sorority house and had it on the bucket list to sneak a guy in. I invited him over, and he showed up very drunk while I was sober. We started hooking up, and I asked if he had a condom, and he said no, so I told him we couldn't have sex. He started freaking out and screaming, fuck, 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 so loud I was worried he was going to wake the house mother.
Sororities do have house mothers.
I just imagined, like Dorothy from Golden Girls, like, oh my, who's using that word in this house?
We used to have a whole house family in my sorority. We had really? A house mother, house father, and they had a child living
How
in our sorority.
How old was the kid?
She was like 5.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Call social services.
It was like to save a buck, I guess they were like agreed to be these like house chaperones for these asshole sorority
girls. Imagine?
Can you imagine being a 5-year-old growing up in a house of sorority girls?
She thinks women drink from bottles of plastic vodka. That's seriously their thing. That's house family.
House family. They were Mormon too. They didn't drink. It's very weird.
I guess Mormon in that house makes sense because sort you could of. Go, this is why we are the way we
Here's
are.
Here's a lesson.
Yeah, look at you could be that.
Right.
And it's a woman like
me.
You know, like it's you drooling on herself, right, being like, come on, bitches.
Hungover. Like, yeah.
You dry shampooing and her going, look at that. Could be you if you leave
it's
the
like
wrong
growing,
way.
Crack house.
Yeah. To calm him down, I told him we could hook up another night this week. This guy
it's like a baby. It's like dealing with a baby. Don't worry, we'll get you ice cream tomorrow night.
Don't worry, you'll be hard again soon. He then told me that he was going to fuck me until the cows come home. Weird one to use for that. And make me come so hard he would kill me. He then kept repeating that, saying, I'm going to kill you Sunday. I'm going to kill you Sunday. This is bizarre. He then asked me if we could do crazy kinky shit, even if we couldn't have sex. And he asked me repeatedly to have anal, which we've never done. I drove him home after that so that I could get him out of the house before he caused more of a scene. In the car, he started trying to finger me while driving. Oh, my God. He is like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, just flailing his arms. All of a sudden, it's on your vagina. It's also a little dangerous. I mean, this is and said, I could totally make you crash this car right now. This guy has an obsession with death. And when I pushed him away, he started screaming, fuck, 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 and banging his head against my dashboard so hard that I thought he might deploy the airbags. I finally got him out of the car and had a story for the ages. Let me know what you called this.
The Ted Bundy?
Escaping assault. I mean, my God, this is horrifying.
I feel like there are some like college frat guys who like are this guy. Like there's always like one guy in the fraternity that's just a complete maniac. And you're like, I don't really understand how you're still like here.
This is I'm calling this baby gorilla.
Yeah.
Because I agree.
Don't you feel like there is usually like one guy who just you never had a normal serious conversation with him and he's just like a complete animal?
This is I've met that guy. I also don't want to let guys off the hook. Like this is horrible behavior.
Right.
Like I'm not just gonna sit here and go, this scares me. Like last year, if you've been listening to this show long enough, I went and did 14 colleges in a row. I went to 14 different college.
Yes, for that game, that Snapchat show.
The Snapchat show. You can still watch it. It's called How Low Will You Go? It's on Snapchat. Go on the Discover page. But we taped 14 episodes from different colleges. And nothing was, and I would be stone sober. Like I would go to these colleges and we would tape from the tailgates or from a bar in the area. And I was always sober because it's a job and I'm hosting this game show, but my job was to corral college kids.
Right.
And whenever we'd have drunk men on, it was scary to me. It was like, it was dealing with a baby gorilla because a baby gorilla is fucking strong and it's flailing. It doesn't have the brain power to know, you know, its own strength.
It's like an animal.
It's an animal.
Right.
And anytime there were drunk men on, I would say, like, we'd have security.
You were scared. Yeah.
I was scared. Like, yeah. Me.
Imagine being this woman.
I can't. That's why I'm saying, like, yeah. I remember they would be like, yo, let's get this guy on the show. And I would look over and he'd just be like this drunk animal. And I'd be like, no. He is not going to be fun. Like, and I had sometimes right. I'd have a microphone. So I would hold the microphone up to their face. And sometimes the drunk guy would grab it. And like, you know, when someone, you can feel someone grab something, but it's not like with any touch to it. Like, it wasn't like he was like grabbing your hand to shake it, like a gentle, like,
right.
It was like grabbing
like
it,
an animal,
like
would.
An animal would.
Right.
And it was very uncomfortable. They didn't have any subtlety. It was just them stomping through life. And also, you know what they didn't have? Any sense of humor. None.
Right. What
they
besides
thought,
like a fart joke, probably.
You would exactly like a baby. Right. They would be down when you say this is a baby. All of them were like babies. They, if you were like look them in the eye and be like, you know, and make a joke about them, not funny anymore. These are the people that would tell you they have the best sense of humor in the world.
Right.
The most sensitive were these drunk dudes. Where like I would baby make fun girls. Of them, and I'd be like, Chad, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. Did you use your dad's credit card to get here? Like something stupid like that.
And they wouldn't think.
And they'd be like, what? My dad doesn't pay for everything. And you'd be like, okay, fucking, we're joking around here. You're like it was, right. There's no fun to it. So yeah. Like these guys.
Is this guy?
I wouldn't
baby
go
girl.
Near this guy.
Yeah, sex sounds like very sexual salty. Run.
Red flag or deal breaker?
Deal breaker, definitely.
Deal. You're never seeing him again.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Now but I'm thinking.
He would be lucky I wouldn't report him to like the campus police.
I just like the thought of like, I'm going to kill you Sunday with my cum.
I feel like some guys like think that that's like, that's the kind of like aggression that like girls want an alpha. Like they think that this is being like an alpha.
You wouldn't,
when it's really
you wouldn't
just
be
being
turned
like,
on by a guy going, I'm going to kill you this Sunday.
No, I mean.
With this cock.
Right, that's not like hot. Sounds like he's
subtlety,
like,
I'm telling you. This right. is like the difference.
Foaming at the mouth is not like sexy.
Now, if a woman came to my house and I drove her home and she started trying to give me hand jobs in the car and slamming her head against the thing. yeah, it's a deal breaker after the hand job.
After the hand job.
No, I
probably.
This is a deal breaker. I'd be like, this girl.
Yeah, because you also don't know. I would never, if I were a guy, I would never sleep with that girl because that's the fatal attraction girl, probably.
Sure. And also, here's the thing about girl who gets too drunk during hookup. I have to, this is my future. This right. is what I have. I'm a babysitter for the rest. I don't know if you think of it that way. Do you?
With
like, you
guy?
See this guy, or are you like...
If it happens, like, on occasion, no. If it happens, like, the first time, you're like, yeah.
Like, this is what I'm signing up for. I'm signing up for looking like I'm dragging someone unconscious home every
night. Right, you don't want to be with the drunkest person in the room.
No. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some emails.
I like this one. Hi, J&J. Love the podcast and look forward to listening to it every week. Keep up the great work. Can't wait till you have a European live tour. That would
I would love to take this to Europe.
London.
Love Let's to go it. To London. If you're out there, keep telling your friends so we can get an audience out there.
Here's the situation. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. When we first started dating, I noticed that his Netflix account had two profiles, one under his name and one under his cat's name. That didn't strike me as that strange, as it's common.
Jingles has an account? Oh, that's cute.
This didn't strike me as that strange, as it's common to share accounts with people to cut costs, but obviously I was intrigued by who was actually watching the cat's account. One night...
The cat loves cartoons when I'm out of the house.
And porn. That's his porn account. One night, about 2 months into dating, I asked who it really was for, and he dismissed the question and said it was a friend back home. I thought a little...
I mean, at that point...
Right. What
at
friend?
That point, you yeah. What's there's a follow up question.
Right.
That question.
How long was this into dating? 2 months into dating. I thought little of it at the time, and we never really discussed it again. Now that we've been together,
I would have thought a lot of that at the time. I would be right. Like, who? Wait. So
wait,
Mr.
What?
Why is Mr. Jingles have an account?
Yeah. It's okay to say like, wait, what?
Yeah.
like not just take whatever.
But like play that out. Like, why does Mr. Jingles have an account?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you can ask that for...
No, You're him. You're you have you, Mr.
I don't know.
Why
it's
does
funny. It's
like, Boba Fett
like
have
an
account?
It was one of my friends. It was a joke.
What's the joke?
The joke is he loved my cat. I have to lie, I guess, in order
who's
to make that.
Who's the friend?
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
These aren't weird. Like, every time you say...
I could see a world where you would let it go, though, if, like, you just didn't think that much of it. I can see that.
I cannot see a world where you...
You wouldn't let it go?
I let very little go. I mean, I'm... I just... I don't... You know, I don't understand what world
you
go.
2 months into dating, you might not even be really like a thing yet. It's not necessarily like any of your business
yet.
Yeah,
I guess.
I would let it go because I'd be like, I mean, it's weird, but I could see a world where I would let it go. I wouldn't like think about it that much. Now that we've been together for a while, almost 2 years, it seems, I know that any unnamed friend he referenced during our first few months of dating always turned out to be one of his one specific ex of his.
That's funny that. He's like, yeah, it was my friend, and it's always the same
right.
ex.
He and the ex have been apart for 4 years now and live in different countries, but are close and talk frequently. Mm-mm. They had a long relationship, lived together, and still consider each other close friends, which I have come to accept.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. That, which I have come to accept doesn't sound like accept.
That doesn't sound like something you do immediately before writing into a podcast for advice.
Can you imagine that you're like, you're out with your boyfriend, you're out with Mike, and all of a sudden, like, someone asks them a question. They're like, oh, what do you think of Jordana's, apartment? Mm-hmm. It's okay. I've come to accept it. Like how
I'd be very insulted.
Yeah.
So fast forward to this year and I finally confront him about whose profile is on the account, already knowing at this point that it had to be her, but I wanted him to tell me that. When I asked him about it,
that's the most female sentence in the history
of
this podcast.
It's called a test.
Yeah.
And we
I already know
the
answer,
time.
But I want to hear you tell me the
exactly.
answer.
He admitted that she was the other user. I immediately lashed out and said it was weird, messed
clue,
up.
The Netflix account. It was she.
It was she. Weird and messed up, to which he defensively said that I was overreacting. I feel like it's one thing if she used his account for free every now and then, but this bitch has her own profile on there with a queue, ratings, and preferences.
Oh, no. How could she?
He and I are moving in together next month, and all I can think about is this stupid account. When do I get to be the girl that he shares his Netflix account with?
That's a little dramatic.
Will it just be the three of us hanging out on Netflix together? I want to tell him to delete her profile, but don't want to be a bitch about it. I feel like I've been pretty cool about him being friends with his ex thus far, and this is just something I'm having trouble ignoring. Is this too much? Am I overreacting? Looking forward to hearing your take on this, and thanks in advance for your help.
I love this email. It's the perfect crosshairs of this podcast. It is dating with the new age of technology.
This wouldn't be an issue your parents would have.
Your parents would never have this issue. This is perfect for this podcast. What do you think? What should she do? Is she wrong? How do you feel?
I think if she has accepted, as she says, that they are close friends.
Mm.
She like did, the mistake she made was accepting, it was saying she accepted this early on.
Okay.
And I think at this point, it's kind of like, she's kind of like has to either accept that this is what he's doing.
I can't believe that's
you don't
answer.
Think so?
No fucking way.
I feel like she said, I accept that this is like the thing.
What is this? This person doesn't have her own money.
He's never changed.
No.
I'm saying he's never, I mean, I guess he's in a sense that he has lied and that he said that
he never
said it was hers, mm-hmm. but it seems to me that he's always been relatively open about the fact that he is friends and close with his ex, and she's chosen to accept that from the beginning.
So this guy seems like she's saying,
I've changed my mind. I don't accept it anymore.
This guy has a Netflix account. Okay. One of the profiles is used by his ex-girlfriend who he's now friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're saying it's okay now because she accepted it once.
I don't think she should.
It's okay for him to buy his ex a Netflix account.
No. I don't think she should have accepted it in the beginning.
We can't go back. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Well, I think by saying you need to get rid of this girl's Netflix account, what you're really saying is you need to like cut ties with this person, or you need to make this friendship less so than it was before.
This is very female, because
why?
This all lives in black and white to you.
What would you? What do you think?
Because you were doesn't mean that you are. You know, so like because you accepted one thing, that doesn't mean the contract can't change.
I think it can change, but I'm saying then, like, but the real, I think we have to discuss what this is really about. It's not really about the Netflix account.
Sure.
It's really about him maintaining a close friendship with his ex.
Yeah, I just think there's no friend of mine who I am keeping afloat. So I think, like, that's, like, to me, it's well, I mean, a money thing.
To him,
thing.
He's probably like, I'm paying for this anyway. It makes more of a wave to tell her to, like, to kick her off of it than to just let her. It's not like I, like, need the extra
but it's,
account.
With friends, you can do waves. If they're a real friend, a real friendship can take a wave. So, hey, I'm changing my credit cards. I'm kicking you off the account. Go get your own Netflix account. I
would still feel kind of weird saying that to a friend, though.
You would?
A little bit.
I'd feel weird letting a friend just mooch off of me for the Netflix.
I'd feel weird using my ex-boyfriend's Netflix account.
I would feel weird about that, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well,
they're
also,
clearly, like, pretty close. Which she says she's come to accept. So to me, it seems like what she... I think she has to say what the actual issue is instead of blaming it on the Netflix account. This is not
That's
suddenly bothering
point.
Her. She's known for a while that it's about that this girl is the other user on the Netflix account. What she said... And does it really... This seems almost like the least... The most benign part of it. The fact that they frequently talk and are in contact to me would be like the more bothersome thing. Like, I don't really care if you can like... You watch shows on like an adjacent account to mine. It's like if I had a boyfriend who lived next door to his ex-girlfriend, it wouldn't bother me so much that she lived there, that he didn't move away. It would bother me more that they would like frequently chat. I think one is like addressing like the symptom, and one like would she rather he kick her off the Netflix account and continue to like chat with her frequently?
Would he rather
I'd rather she stay on the Netflix account and they talk less. I would focus on that more.
Well, that's not going to happen. If the Netflix account goes, they're talking. Like, if they're talking less, the Netflix account goes. If the Netflix account goes, that doesn't necessarily mean they're talking less.
I think the talking less has to come before the Netflix account toss.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Because that's the more real.
I hear you.
That's the more real and, like, threatening thing, I think, than the actual ability to watch TV on your account.
So you're saying she's not overreacting, but the over.
I think that it should be directed towards the actual issue, which is the closeness between him and his ex.
How does she go about that?
I think she could say, like, what are you really like?
What are you getting out of this relationship?
What are you getting out of this relationship? Like, I think part of that is knowing why they broke up. Do you feel like you're completely over this thing? I have to say, like, I'm like maybe it's a little irrational. I'm not sure, but I do feel a little uncomfortable with like the fact that like we're about to move in together, and you still like, and it seems like your ex is still in your life in all these ways, and then this could just be like one of the ways in which she's, you know what I mean? Here's like you say build a case.
Sure.
Well, she's still like on your Netflix account. I don't.
You're financially supporting.
I don't even have it. You could say I don't even have a thing on your Netflix account. You still talk to her really frequently. Just to me, it just seems like I don't speak to my exes because I just feel like that's over and that's in my past. So I don't really get it. And like. Again, like I would use the Netflix thing as something to build the case against the thing that's actually bothering you.
Yeah.
Which is that he has this close ex.
She should say, I'm not moving in as long as this profile exists on the account.
But then it makes it about like, but then maybe he gets rid of it and he's still speaking to her. I still think she's going to be bothered.
So what? How does that conversation come down?
It's more like, I'm not moving in with you unless I feel like completely secure with the fact that this relationship that you have, that you fully 100% moved on from. And
yeah,
like,
but we just talk because we're friends. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Well,
you don't have friends?
Well, why'd you break up then?
We broke up because we live in two different countries and it just wasn't the right match.
So if it's not the right match, then why do you still speak to each other? What are you getting out of that?
Sometimes she texts me, you know, she's going through a moment and she's like, you know, she's a nice person. You would love her. That's always the worst. Would love her.
Maybe she can move in and we can all split the rent.
That sounds hot to me. I'm trying to play his part in this.
Right. I mean, I don't think banning anyone from doing anything ever really helps the situation. They have to kind of want to do it. I think it's more like making them realize that this is this weird situation.
Well, here's the thing. Why would someone keep up the conversation with an ex that they don't plan on ever fucking again?
Well, that's is that?
I'm trying to think.
Why would a guy do that?
Why would a guy do that? And the reason is,
in case it doesn't work out with you?
When people get in relationships, they move on from those conversations that don't really matter. So I would assume that the girl is still single. His ex is still single.
Right.
So she has the time to send the text of, hey, how you been? What's going on? He
and
takes,
she's also keeping the door open. And if, I think he's if he taking, breaks up with this girl.
Maybe. But I think he's... But also, a lot of it's loneliness. Texting. This isn't phone calls. We don't
As far
think,
as we know.
As far as we know. Like, I... To me, it's like... I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of, like, the people that are, that we all agree are in the wrong.
Okay.
We all agree, like, this is an unnecessary relationship. If you guys have broken up, that means you don't need to be talking every day. The you have a new girlfriend. Why? You could be in a situation where you're just the receiver. Like, I understand where he'd be like, yeah, she texts me every now and again. I take the text and... The only reason he does that is because it bumps up his confidence. It bumps up his ego. It's like, oh, there's a girl out there that wants to get in touch with me that I already think is attractive because, of course, I do because I used to date her. I'm not defending it. I'm saying why. A lot of people
listen to this podcast for the why. But if it bothered someone that you were currently with, that you had a real relationship with, then I feel like you would stop doing it.
And then
because it would be the stakes then would be
I'm
higher.
I'm trying to
doing
think of
it.
What I would say to the ex. Like what I would say if like my girlfriend came to me and was like, hey, stop taking texts from this person.
I think you could start off in a more subtle way, but just being less responsive and hope that other person kind of just understands like sort of implicitly that you're like moving on and not really speaking to them as much. Or I think you could have them say, like, I think if you wanted to start with a Netflix account, you could say, like, hey, I'm moving in with my girlfriend now. And, like, I do kind of feel like it's weird that, like, we're still sharing this Netflix account. She feels a little weird about it. I get it. So, like, I'm just going to remove you. Like, no hard feelings.
Yeah. If that makes them less of friends, they were never friends.
Right.
And I think that's what she needs to say to him. Say, like, I think like, there's a way... The Netflix account is the entrance way to this conversation. Hey, we're moving in together. I'm pumped to move in, but it does make me feel uncomfortable that you have this ex's Netflix account on your account. I know you don't think it's a big deal, but it's a big deal to me. It makes me feel like she's kind of living with us. Right. Her preferences are on there. Like these are all. I'm trying to like give her the tools to like have this conversation.
Right. I mean, eventually she has to get off. You're not going to have two kids and dad's ex from 20 years ago on the Netflix account.
Hey kids, who wants to watch Dora? Don't go into Jingle's account. That's where
dad's old friend watches
The Office. Like, yeah,
right.
It is a crazy because it is interesting, though, because what you said in the beginning where it's like, don't make it about the account. But I think the account is the way to like get the ball rolling.
Well, that's what you were saying in terms of like building your case. Like the account is part of your evidence for which like this is weird.
And she's not overreacting. You're moving in with this guy. I would feel like I live with the other person. From her perspective.
I think it's fine, but I'm saying like I would say like it's almost like not that it's never too late, and I think that like you said contracts can change, but I think that like what she should really say that it's about, which is the real thing that it's about,
well,
is the thing about the ex.
You can make it about the ex. Close. I think the best way to make it about the ex though without like with this conversation not getting
is
like,
using the hard the fact.
You don't want to get in a position where someone makes you feel crazy when you're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing of me saying, I think you guys would get along. That, you know, like that's the jujitsu. Right. That's what people do. When they're wrong, they go, they make you a bad person.
Right. You're the gaslighting.
It's
right.
a gaslighting.
Right. Like you're the crazy one for thinking that this is crazy.
The gaslighting has become like a female term, but like
it's goes both ways.
We see it online where people are like, what? You don't like babies?
Right.
And you're like, well, what are you talking? Well, we were just talking about Netflix.
You don't think
dogs
are the
account.
Most special things on earth?
Exactly.
Like, you're a lunatic.
You're the evil one. Always. Right. Like, I tweeted out a picture of a Great Dane on a flight and someone wrote back, you hate people with anxiety. Yeah, that's who I hate.
Right.
You know, like, that's who I'm really trying to get
I'm
at.
I'm the crazy one.
I'm the crazy one. Yeah. So, for her, the best way to not be the crazy one is to keep it as real as possible. So, it's like, hey, we're moving in together. I'm so pumped. You compliment sandwich. I'm so pumped to move in.
Time to tie up some loose ends.
I feel really uncomfortable moving in with your Netflix account, because there's an account on there that belongs to your ex, and it kind of feels like we're living with her because her preferences are there, and I'm seeing which shows she's watching, and I could literally continue watching, you know, Breaking Bad from the place she left off.
Right.
And that's a little too close
for
comfort. A little
too much in my life,
yeah,
for me.
And if you can't get rid of that account, you're holding on to something you don't need to be holding on to.
Right. And that's the real issue.
That's the real issue.
Right.
But you get to the real issue after
by addressing the actionable things
he can do.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think
we can bring these two mindsets together.
Of course. Yes. We're agreeing, but I'm like, I like wanna be in her ear with one of those like little tiny like receptors.
Yeah.
You know, like I wanna have like the
to walk her through this conversation.
Yeah, like I wanna what's the
earpiece?
Yeah, the earpiece. But what's the thing, the Shakespeare where he's in his ear, where the ugly guy speaks for the hot guy. Please don't tell me. I'll find out before this episode lands. Please don't DM me.
I'll Google it.
Google it. But I'm saying, like, wouldn't it be great if we could be in her ear and he'd go, well, you don't want to be friends? You guys would really get along. And I'd be like, just make it about the Netflix account.
Like, there's like a Black Mirror thing with that.
Yeah.
With that.
Is there?
With John Hamm. White Christmas episode, Black Mirror.
I don't know. I don't see that episode.
Oh, you should watch it. Well, it's a guy, basically, he walks guys through dating. It's like his job.
All right. Well, please don't DM me with the Shakespeare version. I don't want to know.
It's over. We've gotten over it.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's do another email.
Okay. You want to read it?
Sure. Hi, Jared and Jordana. So formal. Thanks for the podcast. I'm a 25-year-old tech guy living in a semi-large West Coast city. Being my age, I'm relatively open to anything. However, I definitely prefer something a little more serious. However, a problem has arose. I have struggled to find dates and have had a couple of people tell me that I would be someone women will want to settle down with and not necessarily date right now. Two of the women that said this were family friends, and the other woman is a person in my friend group. Jordana, is there any validity to this? Do women compartmentalize guys into guys they would have fun, date, be serious with, or marry? Or is this the world's most clever euphemism that people say to someone who is unfuckable or dateable? Thanks. Hope to see you at the Portland show. Stop hoping. Get those tickets.
Get your tickets.
So what do we think? I love Portland,
too. I actually do think that this is a thing. And I have a good example to profile it. Yes.
Okay.
So when I was like, the show Modern Family, have you seen it?
Love it.
Right.
Jumped the shark the minute they went through puberty, the kids.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which is a weird way to distinguish between when I loved the show and didn't like the show.
Right. It was weird when the kids became like, started to have breasts.
Yeah. Like, how do I even say that to people? Oh, the minute the kids went through puberty, I couldn't have it anymore.
No, I kind of agree. I
prefer
watching a
prepubescent kid on the show. Like, I sound like a fucking
anyway,
weirdo.
I like to think of Phil Dunphy as my, like, the standard for who I think of, the way I did my change in relationships,
okay,
the way I thought of men in relationships. Because when I was 22 and watching this show, I'm like, why the fuck is Claire with this loser?
Really?
When I was 22, I would watch that. I'd be like, Claire is so hot and she seems like kind of like mean and funny and cool. And she's with this guy making all these dad jokes who's like obsessed with her. Like, loser.
Oh my right? God.
When I was 22.
So harsh on Dumphy.
When I was 22, I thought that, right? Now I'm like, gotta get me a Phil. I want a Phil because Phil is like stable. He's like devoted. He's sweet. He's nice. And like,
so I have a question for you because he doesn't really see. I think of that differently. Like,
okay.
To me, you meet Phil Dumphy and you go 22. You'd meet Phil Dumphy and you wouldn't go, what a fucking loser. Get away from me. You'd be like, this is a really nice guy that I would never fuck.
No, I wouldn't date him either.
You wouldn't date him either.
Yeah.
Even if he was like pursuing you on a level of romantic, no. Like, let's do dinner. You're at the dinner and he's kind of like making jokes with the waiter. He's like, don't mind if I clear when he clears the table.
No, because they're
like
corny. At 22, I want like the douchey guy who's like hot and thinks he's like a little too cool for me almost.
What are you about 25?
Right? At 25, still kind of borderline, borderline. Now I'm like 30, as we've discussed last episode. That's like, he seems like the ideal husband. I got to get me a Phil. Right.
It's interesting because I would think of it like,
and I remember like
if this guy wrote in, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, remember like being like younger and like talking to someone about that thing. Mm. And I'm like, the show's great, but I just don't get the whole like, why would Claire be with Phil thing?
I always understood it, but
I totally get it.
Yeah.
But
see, to me, like, if this guy wrote in, hey, no one will fuck me and I'm trying to be casual, I'd be like, yeah, you're Phil. You're going to fucking marry someone. You're not in the fuck game. It's just not going to happen that way.
No, I think it's both. But I really do. I think that, like, just like you think of guys who are like these fuckboy guys who are like, like, I think girls have that period too, where they're just kind of like, they want like a little bit. They don't want like a nice, good guy when they're younger necessarily.
They want some danger element to their
dating.
Right.
I think like, it's very subconscious too. I don't think any girl is like, I want to be with like a complete asshole who treats me terribly.
Sure. Yeah.
But I do think they're like, you prioritize different things when dating maybe that's like, it's more superficial things that don't matter as much. And they're less about like the good natured, like man who treats you well.
It's a salivation thing. Like where it's like a steak makes you salivate, even though you shouldn't have a steak every day.
Right. It's not good for you.
It's not good for you, but it makes, you're like, oh, can't stop smelling that fucking steak. Exactly. It's the same for a fuck boy or whatever, you know, whatever type.
But there's,
you know,
girl, like, that's true. I think there's fuck girls. There's, sure. Like, then you're 20, when you're 20 to 25, you're not like going to be like the sweet, like, I mean, there are girls.
The one that's wrong for me.
I don't think that's to say there are no girls who are into what you're selling, but I do think that like, as women go through their 20s, like, you do have a sense of like, the things that I used to think were hot are now like annoying, and now I want like the stability of a guy who isn't like a super hot douchey man.
Well, he says he had struggled to find dates and have had a couple of people tell me that I would. Do you think they're telling him this to make him feel better a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. I think it's possible, but I don't think there's like no truth to it at all. I think part of it is like a consoling thing, and part of it is like, maybe the girls that he's going after that he wants are the kind of girls that wouldn't be into what he's selling.
Of course.
He doesn't want like a nice, sweet girl who's into that.
What would be the changes he could make? What would be a couple things he could do maybe to be a more dateable person at 25?
Right.
That's what I'm wondering.
I think it's definitely like a confidence thing. I think maybe that's like, that could be like a turnoff. And a lot of the times, like, the less confident people are nicer and sweeter. And like, that becomes, again, like, I think when you're a 25-year-old girl or younger, that's something that's more important to you.
He does have female friends. That's a good thing.
For helping him out?
For helping him out. I think these female friends have friends. And he has to also be a little bit different with their friends than he is with them. I think the reason for this email is he tried to date one of their friends and the friend was like, nah. And then he went to them and was like, what's the deal? Can I go out? Do they want to go out? And they were like, listen, girls, you know, it was a reference to one girl he went after.
Okay.
You know, and they were like, listen, you're like a dateable guy, but like, it's just not, you know,
I'm not feeling the chemistry
right now. She wants different than what you're selling. And so he's probably not getting outside of his friend group a lot.
Right.
Like, I think this feels like a guy who got set up. It didn't work out. Now he's getting the explanation of why it didn't work out. So I think for this guy, go on a dating app, take your profile, make it a little bit less you.
Don't be yourself.
Well, I'm not saying that, but like you, he does. I mean, even from his email, he sounds like a very sweet and nice guy.
Right.
He's got a good job. He's a tech guy. He ain't getting outsourced.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think that this is totally like invalid, like the feedback that they're giving.
No, I'm not saying that either. But that means you need to get away from the group you're hanging with. Like, you need to be able to be seen in a different light. The problem with, you know, he doesn't say he's on an app, but he's saying his friends are giving him this feedback. The friends are getting the feedback from themselves, but also from other people, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that for him, sometimes like, going to a different town, not like he's don't leave town.
Go on a walking date saying, like, outside of town.
But do you ever try to like date someone from your high school growing up?
Yeah.
And like all the baggage of your elementary.
Right. There's you know too much about them.
Yeah. And like you're like, and then you go to like another high school's party and then all of a sudden you're getting attention.
Right.
And you're like, oh, wow.
Because they don't have like a preset notion. Yeah.
They get to see you at Minute Tech. You know, so like for this guy, my advice to him is get out of your group a little bit.
I can agree with that.
You know, like, I'm happy we've decided that this is a real issue, but
yeah, I think it's,
that was my core.
Sorry. Oh yeah. No, I don't think that this is like a complete bullshit thing because I felt that way.
But I think sometimes that,
but I agree with what you're saying.
When it's friends,
it can be preconceived.
Also, when they try to set you up, they're like, oh, women are the fucking worst at setting people up for success with their descriptions.
He's the nicest guy.
The nicest. Oh, and he wouldn't hurt a fly. And he like, and he like, he's got a job. And like they, like, and they do it to their own friends. How many girls do you know? They're like, oh, that friend, she's the munchkin. She's the little one in the group. And it's girls are very specific with their labeling of people in their group, almost to the fault of making the person look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, he was like, they'll be like, oh, and he was like fat before and now he's not fat, so he like overcompensate. And you're like, dude, just say I'm a nice guy. You know, like, just say he's fun and cool.
Right.
And it's like, a lot of times women, I just can never stop themselves.
I think we prefer to like undersell than to be like deceiving people.
But just don't even sell. Just say, yeah, he's a good guy. Good, take his number. It'd be a fun time.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Like, and I think like in their effort to sell.
Right. I don't, that's possible. That
so I think if he gets out of the dim of his friend group, he will have a better dating experience. Go a little bit. Go on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advice that I would have for him. Let's play some games.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker?
Okay. UUP at Betches.com. Send these in.
Red flag or deal breaker. He tells you that for the month of August, don't expect to see me or make plans because I'm going to be with my friends that month.
That's one of those ones that sounds unrealistic until you read it and you're like, this happened to somebody.
Yeah, even if it wasn't said. If the girl said this to you, what would it be? I think you'd be kind of into it.
I'd be into it as far as like, oh, good, we don't have to get serious. Like, this will never... I have the evidence I need for when this gets serious to go, you've spent a month telling me to go away.
Right. Now you're putting it in your bank for later
use.
Yeah,
this is my bank for later. What do you think? Red flag or deal breaker?
At 22,
yeah,
this is kind of a turn on.
Yeah, right.
Now it's a deal breaker. That's what I'm saying. There is
August, no good for me. Nobody's busy for a month.
Yeah, it's my bro time. For my friend. That's what I'm saying. But that's one of those things that like could be hot at an age where you're not looking for like a person who's going to give a shit about you.
Anyone who's too into their schedule means they don't want to hang with you.
Right. Because they're figuring out ways to like eliminate you from
it.
Or excuses.
I'm busy is an ironclad excuse because busy's vague enough to be real.
Right. Like, I told you I was busy.
I told you August is no good.
It's brogist.
It's brogist. They lick their fingers after eating, not just a post Cheetos or Doritos scenario. So everything they eat
publicly as well. Ew. I feel like it would drive me crazy. I would try to work on it.
Like, what are they? An evil villain in a Bond movie? I see you got the calamari appetizer.
Okay. I can't take it. I would have to be out because right now I'm like wanting to run away from this room.
Oh, you don't like the wings?
What do you think? I'd be like getting them a bunch of those like wet napkins.
I have to go through the whole hand every time. Nice to meet you.
I gotta be out. I would try to work on it first, though.
Try the burrata.
No, I can't.
One time, my family and I, we were on vacation, and we went to this like beach shack where they were like cooking. They were like barbecuing on the beach. We're like, look at this barbecue on the beach. This looks delicious. The food looked unbelievable. We sit at like a picnic table. I was probably like 15 at the time. And we're waiting there with like our forks and knives in both hands, just like with napkins tucked into our shirt.
Okay.
And then we look over and the guy is cooking the food like literally next to us. And he...
I have an idea where this is going.
And he's cooking it. And my dad goes, oh my God, look at him turning the things on the grill. He's using his hand to turn the ribs on the grill. And then he just, every time he turns a rib or a wing,
he licks his fingers.
He'll then go...
Oh, stop. I can't take it.
And then turn it again. And then
everyone
keep turning.
At home is cringing.
We stayed at 8.
You stayed? Yeah. I'd probably stay too. The napkins are already tucked in.
Yeah, we were already so hungry. Let's do one more.
All right. You got to get better submissions.
Yeah.
They say they're bad, like embarrassingly awful at self-checkouts. I'm talking the attendant always has to come over. What could easily be a 5-minute task turns into 20 because they can't figure out how to scan stuff or keep rescanning things. Cringeworthy. And it's every time they use a self-checkout.
So red flag or deal breaker, they can't use a self-checkout. I'll change this.
Okay.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
They can't use any self-use
like
kiosk.
ATM?
ATM. One time, okay, I'll give it a real scenario. Mm-hmm. I was coming back from a bachelor party in Austin. We're at the airport, and I went to the airport with one of, like, my buddy's buddies. We're all hungover, and he's, like, this buddy's buddy. I was like, this guy's kind of slow, you know, just not really with it. And he was going to, like, Buffalo or some shit. So we get to the airport, and we get to the kiosk, and he just looks at it and goes, I don't know. The airport ticketing system.
He
like, where are you
ticket?
He just looks at it and goes, I don't know. What's this? Ugh. And I was like, dude, goodbye. I went through security. I was like,
you with your TSA pre? Not
this
gonna
pre,
happen.
Pre. Yeah. But I watched him and I go, you don't live in society.
Okay.
Like, if that was a right. girl, if I saw a girl go up to the ticket kiosk and go, I don't, what's this?
Right.
I'd be like, no. I broke
you're,
up with you
out,
at the airport.
Out.
Game over.
Okay.
If you take too long to put your phone over the check-in thing going onto the plane, you should be kicked off the plane.
So everything you need to know, we should do a dating show where someone, you just go to the airport with them and you have to get to the gate. You start dating when you walk. You start dating when you walk in the doors.
You start at the Uber order. You start at your home.
Okay.
You would start at a, like both of your homes, one of the homes. You'd start like, meet your luggage. The show would be you pull up, like you would walk up to my apartment
okay.
opening. And I go, hey, and you'd have your bag and that would be the opening.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Because then someone, you have to see if they're going to reach for it to put it in the car.
I want
to
see see if I would pick up your bag. I would see what type of luggage you have.
Right.
Because I'd be like,
a lot of judgment.
If you had like, there was a girl, I've been watching, what's the 90 Day Fiance, The Other Way? Have you seen that one? That's where they go to live with them in the other country?
No. I don't watch.
So there's 90 Day Fiance where people from other countries come here and they see if they'll get married, whatever. Then there's 90 Day Fiance The Other Way.
The Americans go there?
Go there.
Okay.
And there's like, it's the best show on TV. It's really, and if anyone.
Everyone loves the show. I've got to check it
it's
out.
It's so good. And if anyone watches the show, follow Yamanika Saunders, who's been a guest on our show.
Yes.
She does what I do with The Bachelor and Bachelorette. She yells at the TV during it. It's so fucking funny. But one of the women was this like bleached out blonde, you know, somewhat bimbo-ish looking woman. Okay. To the point where like her daughters look like they cared for her.
Right.
And she was going to go to London. She has like 30 bags. Like, it's like so many bags. You're like, you're helpless. You're right. Not a real person. You can't travel alone. You physically need a handler.
Yeah.
I would see that and I go, end it right away. Then you get in the Uber. You see,
are they talking the whole time?
Are they talking? Do they take an Uber?
That's trying to get you to go to like the JFK AirTrain?
Exactly. Like if they look at you and go, okay, let's go AirTrain. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's fair.
Then you get to the airport. Then you go through the ticketing process and the TSA pre. There'd be
no TSA pre. Bye.
Goodbye. No clear at the TSA pre. See you in there. Okay. I'm not going to like dump you, but I'll see you in there. If they're like, let's go get burgers before a flight. Bye.
There's just so many points where you could be cut. It's like the show. It's like next at the airport.
Yeah. Airport next.
Right.
I'm in. Let's make the show.
Let's do it. Yeah. And that's our show.
That's it. We did it again. Listen, every Wednesday, keep spreading the word. We're coming on tour. Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville. Get those tickets. We'll be back next episode.
Bye. Betches.